Hello from our second night in Lahinch in County Clare. So we had a really full day, and believe it or not, it began so nicely. We had a beautiful, calm day. It was even a little bit sunny. I had to grab my sunglasses. But now, as we are back at the apartment, the rain is literally coming down in buckets. The wind is whistling outside the windows, and the waves are just beating on the rocks on the beach below. So, in other words, it was a perfect Irish day. Now, before I tell you about what we did today, I want to share an exclusive offer just for my podcast listeners. To celebrate the upcoming St. Patrick's Day weekend, I'm offering my spiral-bound planner journal for 17% off. Plus, if you order before I leave Ireland, you will get a wee little gift tucked into your package. So a little thank you from me to you from Ireland. So what you need to do is you need to order between now and March 15th at midnight Central Time, and you need to use code PLAN17. So that's PLAN and then the numbers 17, PLAN17. And that will get you the My Ireland Vacation Planner and Journal for 17% off, plus a small token purchased just for you while I am here in Ireland. So to order that, you are going to visit IrelandFamilyVacations.com/Ireland Planner. Use code PLAN17 for your savings and your free gift. And again, orders must be placed by 11:59 p.m. Central Time on March 15th. And that's because I'm hopping a plane back home on the 16th. So you need to order before I head back. Okay, so jumping into what we did today. We actually went out with a friend of mine. Her name is Martina Hawk, and she is the co-owner of Emerald Irish Tours, which is one of my preferred driver guides. And I actually got her to pop on and do a wee little recording with me. So I'm going to be sharing that in just a couple of minutes. But what we did is we went south from Lahinch and followed the Wild Atlantic Way. We went through the small coastal villages that so many people miss. So we went through Milltown Malby and Quilty and Doonbeg before we stopped in Kilkee. Now, Kilkee, I kind of think of Kilkee as being the entry point to the Loophead Peninsula. It's a Victorian town, like in architecture and things, it's just so charmingly Victorian. It is kind of a resort-ish type area, I guess. Queen Victoria apparently called it the Brighton. Did you say the Brighton of the West or the Brighton of Ireland? But it was a Victorian resort town, and you still get people, mostly Irish people, heading there in the summer. So the highlights of this town are the Kilkee Cliff Walk and the Pollock Holes, which are natural pools that appear when the tide is out. They're crystal clear and a really, really popular swimming spot in the summer. From Kilkee, so we did the cliff walk, and the weather was absolutely perfect for it. We were standing up on the highest point. There was very little breeze. The water was this beautiful greenish blue. It was absolutely stunning. So we did the cliff walk, had some tea and scones at Holly's Cafe before we headed out onto the Loophead Peninsula. And we were a little early. Most things are still closed. It is not the tourist season yet. That is going to kick off St. Patrick's Day weekend, which is this coming weekend, and slowly build up as we get closer to summer. So most things were closed, but we did head out to the lighthouse. During the season, you can do lighthouse tours there, which are really fascinating. We've done those in the past. But we just went out. We did a walk around the lighthouse. We saw the EIRE sign, so it's the EIRE, that was spelled out with rocks during World War II. To let pilots know that this was Ireland and it's a neutral country, so, you know, don't attack it. So that's out there. So we just did a walk around that. And as we were leaving there, it was, the rain was moving in. So we just kind of headed back to Kilkee, and we had a very late lunch. It was almost actually, we had, it was so late that by the time we ordered dessert, it was the dinner menu. So we had a very late lunch at Hickey's Bar, which is a really charming little spot at the Bayview Hotel there in Kilkee. I highly recommend the toasted sandwich and fries. It said French fries on the menu, not chips, because they are a nice, beautiful, thin cut. They serve a really nice French fry there. And then we returned to our seaside apartment. Now, to talk a little bit more about Kilkee and some of the things you can expect there, go ahead and listen to this little chat that I had with Martina as we drove back to Lahinch from Kilkee. So we are on our way back. You can probably hear we're driving. I am not driving, so no worries there. We are all safe. But we are driving back to Lahinch from Kilkee. And we spent the day out today with Martina Hawk, who is actually the co-owner of Emerald Irish Tours, which is one of my preferred driver guide companies. And she took us out to Kilkee and Loophead Peninsula. And we're gonna just kind of discuss Kilkee a little bit. I think it's one of those hidden areas that most people, when they are visiting County Clare, don't know anything about, and maybe you should. So Martina, I know this is far outside of your comfort zone to talk and to join me on the podcast, so I appreciate it. So tell me a little bit about Kilkee. What makes it special?
Okay, well, thanks, Jody. We had a super day out today with Jody out in Kilkee. So Kilkee is a hidden town on the west coast of Ireland. It's a seaside Victorian town. It's been popular for the last couple of hundred years, and it has, you know, the charm of a coastal town while also having, you know, a Victorian feel. It's got a really nice beach, which is, people love to do, you know, walks on the beach or just simply, you know, hang out, have a beer in one of the local pubs, or, you know, just enjoy the famous Kilkee walk. You know, many people call the cliffs in Kilkee and the Kilkee Cliff Walk like the hidden cliffs. And as Jody experienced, or I hope she experienced, we had a fabulous walk today. The sun was shining.
Yeah, it wasn't raining then.
No, it wasn't raining. It was just really nice. The sea was calm. A 30-minute walk followed, actually a little bit more, followed by a really lovely cup of tea and coffee and a delicious scone in Holly's. And for anybody that comes to Kilkee, Holly's Cafe is definitely, you know, a really nice...
The scones
nice...
were incredible.
Yeah, weren't they?
Oh,
yeah,
they had that perfect bit of sweetness to them.
Yeah, just...
And so nice and cushiony, you know, not dry at all. They were beautiful.
Who was counting calories today, right?
No, there were no calories. We walked them all off today.
Yeah.
So I want to go back to that cliff walk because so many people... They know about the cliff walk at the Cliffs of Moher. And that cliff walk is really long. And to be honest, there are some places on it that you have to be very careful. You could fall. And it can be a little dangerous in some spots on that walk. But the Kilkee walk I found really... it's really nice. It's relaxing. There's, depending on which way you go, there's one up, right? One big up. But other than that, it's not a challenging walk, which makes it, I think, more accessible.
Yeah, I mean, the Kilkee Cliff Walk is accessible. You can make it as long or short as you'd like. You know, for the more experienced walkers, you would stop at the Victorian Bandstand in Kilkee along the beach. Or if you want a little shorter walk, maybe go back to the Diamond Rock Cafe, which is very popular in the summer. Start and make your way up to the top of the cliff and come back again, you know, for kind of a fast walker. You could probably do it in, you know, 45 minutes. Or you could take, you know, maybe a 15-minute walk, but still enjoy the beauty of Kilkee and the cliffs without having, you know, to have that extra long walk. And, you know, the Kilkee Cliff Walk is also, you know, really special in terms of you don't have the crowds that you have at the Cliffs of Moher. Yeah. You know, you feel like you're having a walk by the cliffs without having to, you know,
you're not
fight
dodging.
Your way.
You're not dodging people every few steps, for sure.
Exactly, and it's just a really serene, peaceful walk. You can come there any time of the year. There's no entry fee. Mm-hmm. You know, you park up and you take as long as short as you want. You know, it's just a really, really nice walk. And as we said, we call it the Hidden Cliffs of Kilkee. And Jody, I'm so glad that you were able to come with us today and, you know, experience, you know, what we have locally every day.
And it's a beautiful area. Another thing that Kilkee has that maybe people haven't heard of are the pollock holes. Yeah. So explain that a little bit, because that's a very interesting feature.
So the pollock holes are at the beginning of the cliff walk in Kilkee, and during the summertime, there are several natural rock pools, large rock pools that that people swim in. So you'll go there typically, you know, from about April on, and you'll swim in the pollock holes. You don't stand up in it, you just dive in and come out again on the rock at the side. And it's like a natural seaweed bath. You know, the tide is tidal, so, you know, the pollock holes are fresh water, you know, comes in every day. Mm-hmm. And it's a really, you know, traditionally in Kilkee, people will go for a walk and then go for a swim in the pollock holes, which is, you know, like a natural seaweed bath. And, you know, some people call them, you know, maybe one of the wonders of the world, one of the hidden wonders. And it's been popular with, you know, people that visit Kilkee down through the years. You'll come here for your summer holidays and, you know, go for your walk and your swim in the pollock holes every day. So it's just a really enjoyable thing to do. And if you're, you know, you're not that venturous and maybe don't like to go into the pollock holes for a swim, there's also the natural seaweed, or the thalassotherapy in Kilkee, where you can go for a seaweed bath in the old porcelain seaweed baths, which is also very enjoyable.
And warmer.
And warmer, there you go, and warmer.
So you can go for the natural seaweed bath with the seawater, but it's chilly when the tide's out.
Yeah.
Or you go to the thalassotherapy and have a nice warm seaweed bath.
Yeah.
And
Which is really relaxing, and maybe when that's done, down the road for a pint. What a day.
It's a perfect day.
Yeah.
So if people are considering Kilkee, where do they stay?
Okay, there's several places to stay. You can choose the Bayview Hotel, which is in the center of town, or the Stella Maris Hotel in the center of town, or you can go to Rose Cottage B&B. If you'd like to go outside of Kilkee, maybe you try some glamping in a place owned by Treya and Kevin Heaps called Pure Space, and you can find them online. They have lots of nice pods and yoga center. Nice. Outside of town, you'll need a car to get there. And there is also, you know, you can check booking.com, which is a very popular Irish website for, you know, booking B&Bs or, you know, private homes locally.
And I know that we were kind of talking about how to fit Kilkee into an itinerary. So if you are coming up from County Kerry and, you know, you're planning maybe the next day to visit the Burr and Cliffs of Moher area, Kilkee would be a nice stop on the way. You're still going to find live music. You'll find great food. And then you have a cliff walk and the other natural features there. Yep. So it certainly is a good option to, you know, Doolin or Ennistymon or any of those places.
Yeah, most definitely. You can stop at Kilkee, have a really nice, you know, place to stay, have a nice evening meal, go for your walk on the beach, go for your cliff walk, and then continue on up to the Cliffs of Moher, which is about an hour away. So it's a really nice kind of halfway point between, we'll say, Killarney and Galway. And you feel like, you know, you're in a local Irish town. It's not overcrowded. You will have, you know, really
nice. I was just going to say that. When you go into the pub, you're not going to be surrounded by Americans.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we love Americans. Don't get me wrong. We love them.
Americans just don't want to necessarily be surrounded by Americans on their vacation, right?
Yeah.
So don't share, right? It's a secret.
Yes.
But it's something that if you are wanting to get off that path a little bit and try something with a little slower pace but still has all the Irish charm, Kilkee is someplace you might want to check out.
Yeah, most definitely. And you know, we love any visitors that like to stop, and we'll be as helpful, you know, as we can. We'll recommend places to eat, things to do when you get there, and it's definitely a really nice place to stop, you know, on your way to Galway or vice versa to Killarney.
Well, thank you, Martina. I know that I pushed you out of your comfort zone to make you do this, but I really, really appreciate it.
Oh no, Jody, we just loved having you today, and we hope you'll come back again really soon. And we started off in the morning with the sun shining, and now it's pouring rain.
Now it's pouring rain.
So we've had, a day of many seasons.
It's a perfect Irish day.
Exactly. Is that okay?